Dear friends, this is Eva McGinnis with my meditation based on Chapter 14 of Volume 8 of Jeshua the Personal Christ. The chapter is Your Purpose in Life. It is Jeshua's encouragement to us to embrace our purpose in this incarnation and at this particular time. He urges us to take quiet time in nature as we reconnect with our higher self. So let's breathe deeply and gently position your body into a comfortable place. Take some relaxing breaths and let go of any worries or heaviness. Jeshua always reminds us to take the deep breath of peace, the divine gift that you give yourself. Oh, so let's do several deep breaths of peace. Inhale deeply and exhale as a way of remembering our power to change our perceptions, our state of being, and our power to meet the dramas of the world in love in every moment. Breathe in the power of peace. Breathe out anything that no longer serves you, any resistance to total love in this moment. Breathe in peace. And now breathe out love. Let's take an easy spiritual walk into our powerful place of peace. Breathe in the love in which we have our very being. Allow the expansion of your own love energy, as we are the emissaries of love. Breathe in that truth. And let's all travel in our imaginations, in our light bodies, to a sacred grove of ancient oak trees, in which we probably once lived. The way is easy as you ride on the gentle breeze, powered by your holy breath. Breathe. There is an opening in the middle of the circle of trees, whose tops form a canopy above us, with rare glimpses of blue above. You cannot help but be in awe of the frequency of peace that surrounds us. Breathe in the fresh, pure air, and feel the gentle breeze rustling the leaves of the trees as they greet us. Breathe. And notice that there is a sparkling ribbon of flowing water to one side of this sacred space, and you can hear it gurgling as it slides past the rocks. The light is everywhere at once, as it radiates from each one of us. It is a grand reunion as we recognize each other, embrace, and connect heart to heart. Oh, we feel the vibrations rise into a level and realm of pure joy. We are as happy as small children at play. Oh, after a while, we notice that there's an even brighter light and a higher vibration in our midst. Breathe and let yourself feel the presence of Jeshua as he enters the grove. Everything quiets down as he approaches us, greets us, and blesses us. We are all very excited to have him come to play and share with us. We spread our blankets on the ground in a circle around him. Under the all-encompassing shade of these huge oaks, which are now in their full emerald glory. Breathe. We are ready to listen as Jeshua lovingly invites us to breathe deeply and speaks to us. Quote, "Beloved brothers and sisters, let's talk about your purpose in this lifetime. It's not an accident that you have chosen this incarnation. It is not by accident that you find a lot of things in upheaval. It is not by accident that you have come to till the soil of ones who want to awaken but do not know how. You have signed up because this is a very important time to be alive. It is a choice time for humankind. It is a choice time where many will be making choice as to whether they go forward or they go backward. The stakes are that high. If they do not make the choice to go forward, they will slip backwards. You have been in training in this lifetime, and you have brought certain characteristics from other lifetimes, which help you relate to brothers and sisters. You have brought a certain knowing. You bring to bear what you have read, studied, heard in this lifetime to say where you are going with the message that you came to share. Breathe. Beloved brothers and sisters, your purpose in this lifetime is to help the awakening, the awareness of divinity, first of all within yourself, but as you are doing that, it is contagious. It spreads to other ones. As it was 2,000 years ago, I had a message. I had a purpose. I came with the message that you are the Christ incarnate. I came to tell you that you are love, that you are light, that you are the extension of the divine source of energy, and that truly, even while you are activating a body, you can know your source. You are love. You are divine, and in truth, you have never been separate from your source, capital S. You have come here as an extension of the source of your divinity. Breathe, beloved ones, and allow yourself to expand into the frequency of the trees, of the plants, of the flowing water. Expand into this frequency and own it for yourself. Know that truly you are the one making this reality right at the moment that you see it. It is a very individual thing that you see and interpret. Breathe. Frequencies are all around you. Frequencies are different colors. All around you right now are frequencies. Breathe. Know that truly you do not take one step unless you use the divine frequency that you are. You cannot live and move without being the divine person that you are, the divine example. So it behooves you to come higher to come to that place where you are truly knowing your worth. I have been called a way-shower, and I am. But you also are a way-shower, and you have come into this lifetime charged with a job to do, to be a way-shower, to show how you can live the human life and be happy in it, how you can be the human life and be excited about it, how you can live the human life and love each and every one you come in contact with, even if they seem at first not too lovable. But you can love them. And by loving them, you love yourself, because there is no separation. You can look to the center of their being. You can help them with words, with a smile, with encouragement to know that truly there is something good about an incarnation. And there is much that is good about this incarnation. Breathe. You have chosen to be an example for others. Whenever something comes to your awareness, pause for a moment. Do not rush, but take a deep breath and ask, what is truly going on here? Someone is being unhappy. Someone is acting out of a place of unwholeness, a place where there is sorrow and judgment. In that moment, stop. Breathe. Hold them in the light. Stop. Breathe. Hold them in the light. They will wonder what you are doing, and you will smile, and you will say, I know how worthy you are. I know that you have value to me because we walk together. You will find words to say to them because you know their value. Jeshua pauses. Now breathe and remember that we are each an emissary of love. And hold in your mind's eye someone who does not see themselves as lovable. Take a minute to send them love from your heart and surround them with this energy of acceptance and recognition of their value and divinity. Do as Jeshua has just told us to do. Stop. Breathe. Hold them in the light. See them relaxing and accepting your love at a very deep level, even if their conscious mind is not aware of it. Trust that love, as the greatest force in the universe, penetrates their heart and sets healing in motion. Jeshua says, quote, it is the greatest gift of all that you can give another one, to see their light, to find the spark of light that they are, and then mirror it back to them, however they will understand it. You quite often can be the answer to another one's prayer, to another desperate prayer. Every day brings you opportunity to be who you are, to share the light. There is opportunity for the expanded heart, the one heart which lives in love and knows only love. When you get to that place, there is ecstasy. Close quote. Breathe, beloved emissaries, and know that you are fulfilling your purpose for this lifetime. Every time you send the radiance of your love and light to another person, another situation, another part of the world, or to the whole world itself. Let's take another deep breath of peace into this now moment. Feel the love flowing to everyone in this circle and to every person and sentient being on Holy Mother Earth. Let's take a few seconds and envision enveloping our beloved Holy Mother, the Earth, in our loving embrace with great gratitude for her many gifts that sustain our earthly vehicles, our bodies, and allow us to experience the joy of being alive. Your heart, our heart, the heart of the divine holds us all. What a miracle we are in our oneness. Breathe and envision holding our beloved Mother Earth in love, in gratitude, in joy. Breathe again, and slowly begin to bring your consciousness back to your body. Flying back from our forest chapel of ancient oaks, we are the Oak Bridge. Let us join together as we say the following affirmations from this beautiful chapter. I love myself for the courage to have a human experience. I love myself for the courage to have a human experience. I choose light, exalted happiness, and love. I choose light, exalted happiness, and love. The purpose of my life is to live with an expanded heart frequency. The purpose of my life is to live with an expanded heart frequency. I am an emissary of love and light. I am an emissary of love and light. And tomorrow morning, upon awakening, welcome Jeshua, who is one with you, to walk with you throughout the day. Feel his divine energy and know your divinity as well. Send love to others and notice how full and blessed your life becomes. We are the Heart Family Soul Group, and our hearts are overflowing as we fill the universe with the vision of radiant, transcendent love and peace. Awaken, beloved one. Remember and act in expanded Christ consciousness always. And so it is, and always will be. I love you.